Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I want you. Come forth, follow my voice. I'll guide you towards me, pup. No reason for walking slow or hesitating. Aren't you curious as to what you're chosen for? That's a good pup, ever obedient. Keep walking forwards, deeper into the darkness. Your camp will still be there when you get back. They're all sleeping peacefully. They'll be none the wiser to your little midnight adventure, puppy. You keep being good for me and walking forwards, moving your feet step by step, following my voice. Don't make any twists or turns on the path. When the road divides, keep walking forward. You don't need any diversions, no. I have great plans for you, pup. You're my chosen one. Things have been in motion that you didn't know about for years leading up to this very moment. We all have our parts to play, and this is yours. Are you nervous, pup? Good. I like that. You're going to keep walking ahead like a man possessed, unable to stop your own two feet. It's like you're in a trance. Your body knows where to go, even if your mind isn't actively telling you what to do. That's my doing, pup. Your body is putting its trust in me and following my voice. Magic helps ease the way when you're a bit stubborn, though. Not that I mind that, pup. It's always more fun to train a misbehaving dog. Come on, just a bit more. You're almost right at me. My voice ringing in your head, my words swimming around you. You can't escape. Even if you were to close your eyes and will yourself to stop moving, it wouldn't work. My magic would keep you moving towards me. It's like a tether, or maybe a leash is more appropriate since you're my puppy. Walking deeper into the cave, getting closer to me. Are you curious as to what you're going to find once you enter my lair, boy? Indeed, you are. What kind of a creature could have this kind of effect on you? This kind of charm? It's all so confusing for a little pup like yourself. Poor thing. I can feel how you're trying to get yourself to stop moving, and it simply isn't working. My grip on you is too strong. It only strengthens the more you listen to me. You might be screaming that you want to go back. That something is off. But your body, it just doesn't want to listen. It needs to get closer to me. Walking step by step, guided by my magical leash. Such an obedient dog you are. I was correct in picking you out of the bunch. The others seemed like they would make this more difficult than it needs to be. But not you. You're going to keep walking deeper into this cave. You aren't taking any forks or diverting from the path. Walking deeper into the cave, following this voice, not even sure what it's connected to. It's not important. What's important is getting you, and more specifically, getting this body to me. Just a bit further now, and I'll have you right where I want you. The only turn you're going to take is right here. Make a left if you want to meet me. Good puppy. Now keep moving forward. Follow the light at the end. That's where I am. Yeah. Keep moving just like that. Good boy. I know this seems dangerous. This seems like a trap. Your body is walking directly into it, and what are you going to do? Try to assume control, boy? That's not going to work. Not against me. You're going to enter into my lair just like you walked deeper into the cave. One step at a time. Nice and easy. Just look at you doing it right now. Being such a good puppy. You really are an obedient one. Following the plan to a T. Entering my domain and approaching me so confidently. As if you had a choice in the matter. Don't fret, pup. You're going to enjoy this. You're going to love what I have in store for you. I know you will. And you'll feel amazing afterwards, and you'll wonder why you were even afraid of me to begin with. That's how this always goes. After all, I'm not threatening to look at, am I? That's right. I'm not. So come closer, pup. There's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to be nervous. Just keep walking towards me. That's it. That's a good boy. You know how to make a good impression, that's for sure, pup. Let me see that face of yours in the light. Step right here. Good, good. You're a very cute boy. Handsome, even. Your physique as well. You've been putting on some muscle while adventuring, haven't you? That's good. I need someone strong for the plan. You're going to make the perfect vessel for me, puppy. What? You're looking at me like you're confused or something. I wasn't bringing you here to kill you, pup. I'm not even going to hurt you. I just want a vessel. Something I can place a tiny part of myself inside and visit from time to time. Nothing serious. Nothing painful. Just something for me to exist on this plane in a much easier way. The process isn't even painful, pup. It involves some of these tentacles. That's all. Don't fret. You'll enjoy it. It'll feel good. Doesn't it kind of tickle against your arm, puppy? See? It's not so bad. It feels kind of nice, right? I told you. I don't want to hurt you. I wouldn't want to hurt the man I'm going to be taking as my vessel. I want you to enjoy your time with me. I'm not sure if you know this, but as soon as you came to me, I stopped controlling your body. You came towards me out of your own curiosity, boy. Sure, you thought you were under my control, but you could have stopped. You're intrigued by me, by this potential allyship. It could be quite beneficial to you. After all, there is a lot I can do. There's a lot I can help you with. I can give you power, magic, wealth, whatever you want, puppy. All you have to do is agree. I can't do this without your permission, pup. Wouldn't you like to know what else this tentacle can do? Aren't you curious to know what the ceremony involves if you're going to be my vessel? Or is this tease of tentacles enough for you to agree? What do you say, boy? Do you consent to being my vessel?